This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. It's October. Check the calendar, folks. But is this a surprise? On Friday, FBI Director James Comey notified Congress about new emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. There was no assessment of their significance from Comey, but the odd public statement of the traditionally more circumspect FBI came as a bombshell. The emails were discovered through an investigation into former Congressman Anthony Weiner, Mr. Bombshell himself, the estranged husband of top Clinton aide Huma Abedin. Now the intentions of FBI Director Comey are fully in play. Is he covering his agency's reputation in the event of new congressional hearings if Hillary wins the election, or trying to dodge all-out punitive reactions from a newly empowered Trump in the White House? In any case, worst-case scenarios are stalking Washington and the candidates on the campaign trail this Halloween, and both Hillary Clinton and her opponent Donald Trump have called for the FBI to fully disclose everything possible before Election Day. Last night, the Justice Department had obtained a search warrant to begin searching a large cache of Huma Abedin's emails. With me now on the State of the Race is our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Quite a Monday, huh, Todd?
Well, And the immediate aftermath of an insane weekend of pre-election maneuvering. Bombshell is right, and you described it exactly accurately. And then a remarkable weekend of crisis political management, John, especially from Democrats, because what you've seen with everyone from Hillary Clinton herself and Tim Kaine on down through Democratic surrogates, Harry Reid and everyone else, is a concerted effort to make this entire conversation now about Comey. And nothing else. His decision to go to Congress, what he disclosed, what they know and what they don't know, and not about Hillary Clinton at all. So you've seen statement after statement of from people like Tim Kaine going on the Sunday shows, like Harry Reid accusing Comey of breaking the law in a scathing letter that he wrote, basically saying this whole thing is about Comey. Listen to Tim Kaine here.
These could be duplicates of what's already been analyzed. They could be things that don't have anything to do with Hillary Clinton. We can't speculate about it. That's why we're asking the FBI director, okay, you violated these two protocols. If you've put out kind of a letter and then had to do a second letter to kind of backtrack, you owe the public full information.
He sounds totally polite. I mean, I've heard speculation that people think Comey's running for DOJ under the Trump administration or trying to get to the Supreme Court, and that he's got this whole thing figured out.
And none of that is knowable. That speculation's kind of fun and fevered and makes sense in this last week of the campaign. Here's something that we do know. James Comey, of course, himself, sensitive to the sensitivity of the timing of this announcement, and in a memo to FBI personnel, yet another leak coming out of the Justice Department and the FBI in the aftermath of this, Comey tells FBI personnel, look, I had to tell Congress because I had told him the investigation into the private server had come to a close. And if there's more information, I have a duty to tell them that. And I realize, he said, there is a significant risk of being misunderstood, his words, but I still had to do it. And I tried to strike a balance. The word from Democrats, of course, is you didn't strike any balance because you haven't even reviewed these emails. Nobody has. So such a brief statement to Congress was a field day for Hillary Clinton's political opponents and just fuel for endless innuendo. Nobody at the FBI has even read any of this stuff.
All right, yet. Come on, give us a sample of the level of, DEFCON 5 emotion in the candidates' voices.
In the candidates' voices? Boy,
you
want to hear from Donald Trump?
Yeah,
Let's do it.
This magnitude's worse, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many people in law enforcement, this is worse than Watergate, what's going on with this. And what does she get out of it? She gets to run for the presidency of the United States. Explain that.
Donald Trump told his crowds also that there are 650,000 emails that basically prove a criminal enterprise. None of that is true. Here's Hillary Clinton herself over the weekend.
You know, we've heard these rumors. We don't know what to believe. And I'm sure there will be even more rumors. That's why it is incumbent upon the FBI to tell us what they're talking about.
No VRC.
Again, from Hillary Clinton there.
Vast right-wing conspiracy.
That's right. Well, but what you do hear in Clinton's voice is where we started, which is this is about the FBI and this is about Comey. We can get a little data out of this, John. Everybody has to wonder about the polls. There is one post Comey leak, I'll call it, poll that's out, a Politico Morning Consult just today, basically shows no change in the race so far. The race is tightening. All races tighten at the end. There is no way to know whether this is natural tightening or post-Comey tightening or other factors in the race. A lot of that's not really knowable. About a 3-point lead in this poll for Hillary Clinton nationally, which is essentially what it was before all of this news. And then we got to talk quickly about Donald Trump's really difficult path to victory here, no matter what the impact of the FBI investigation into Huma Abedin's computer. Because national polls are one thing, but Donald Trump's path to victory here is all but blocked when you look at the states that he would have to win. Here's the deal. In states that Hillary Clinton either has in the bag or leads heavily, she's already at about 270 or 274. And what that means in the last week of the race here, John, is that Donald Trump not only has to run the table on every single toss-up state, Ohio, Nevada, Florida, he has to run the table on those and then has to flip at least one state that's already strongly in Hillary's camp. You're talking like Michigan or Pennsylvania or New Hampshire, a state that's already leaning heavily for her. So he's got to do all of that and flip a state. That explains why Donald Trump is campaigning in Michigan, where he really shouldn't be right now. He needs to flip like a Midwestern state. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Hillary Clinton is in Trump territory in Arizona, and that's the state of the race right now.
Great stuff, Todd Zwillig, takeaway Washington correspondent.
You got it.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.